my co-authors, which will be up in just a second, two of whom are in the audience, Niall Amari-Reich, who is from the National Eye Institute, and Dr. Harry Kwan, my colleague at Macro International. I am required to say that I have absolutely no relationships to disclose, financially or otherwise, regarding this particular presentation. No, I'm going to leave it down there. I was afraid it was clicking through Carol's slides. What I'm going to talk about today is a national probability sample survey that Macro International conducted with the support of the National Eye Institute and the Lions Clubs International a couple of years back. We're currently in the phase of now beginning to expose the information from the survey. I'll show you a slide at the end where you can get the complete report. It's a very rich data set. It's large. It is nationally representative, which is a good thing as we begin to talk about statistics that affect individual eye health and eye disease. But let me start with a little context, many things that you probably already know, some things maybe that you don't. Diabetes has become, as I think you know, an epidemic in the United States, and projections for new cases in the coming years is quite alarming. In 2005, 20.8 million people were estimated to have diabetes, representing about 7% of the U.S. population. People with diabetes are significantly higher risk for blindness than the general population. And diabetic eye disease, something we'll zero in on today, is a complication of diabetes and a leading cause of blindness. There are no symptoms in the early stages of DED. The prevalence of diabetic retinopathy in people with diabetes is also high. It is estimated that 40.8% of adults aged 40 and older with diabetes have diabetic retinopathy, and that 8.2% have advanced vision-threatening retinopathy. More than 4 million Americans aged 40 and older, and I'm squarely in this group, have some form of diabetic retinopathy, and this number is projected to reach 6.1 million by the year 2020. All of this information can be found through the CDC or the Eye Diseases Prevalence Research Group, research that's been done in the last 2 or 3 years. There are three main purposes for our study. As I said, the study was first off a joint venture between the National Eye Institute and the Lions Clubs International Foundation. Because NEI and LCIF had joined together back in 1991 to conduct the first CAP study, CAP meaning Knowledge, Attitudes, and Practices, these data represent really a second point in time estimates and permit us to examine preliminarily selected trends and patterns in the public's health, attitudes, knowledge, and practices regarding eye health and eye disease. Similar to 1991, there were seven major areas in the survey. The 2005 CAP, as we call it, was comprised of 124 items. The CAP survey was a national probability random digit dial sample survey using computer-assisted telephone interviewing technology. A total of 3,180 interviews were completed with a randomly selected adult living in the household that was contacted. We also include an oversample of 272 Asian Americans to ensure stable national estimates for that subpopulation. Average length of the survey was about 13 minutes. And if you've been bothered during dinner time or any other time for a survey, 13 minutes is short. Well, it's very long when you're in the middle of dinner or helping a child with homework, as I'm sure many of you are aware. Our telephone survey protocol included 15 call attempts across weekday days, weekday evenings, and weekends. So again, there was no inherent bias in when we might have interviewed. Basically, we were interviewing when people were awake every day of the week, which again may be disturbing to some of you. Cognitive testing and pre-testing of the survey were also conducted prior to administration of the survey. The CAP survey data have been weighted to the U.S. population based on 2000 census using key demographic characteristics that we collected information about from the respondents: race, ethnicity, geographic location, age, household size, and years of education. The next three slides show kind of characteristics of the sample from whom we collected data. As you can see, the sample is, on average, at least the self-report DED individuals in the sample, 46 years old, Slightly more men than women than the overall sample for the study. More non-white adults with less education and less income, yet more health insurance. Curious. Let's flip through these real quick, give you at least a quick view of what's there. There's the insurance. Let me take a few minutes to present some of the most salient preliminary results. And again, I'll give you a website where you can get a hold of the entire report, which is hundreds of pages long, filled with tables and numbers if you're interested in that kind of thing, but a fair amount of narrative that does, in fact, lay all this out and put it in a greater context. In terms of general health, you remember those seven areas that the survey covered. In terms of general health, 47% of adults with DED described their health as good, very good, or excellent, compared with 83% of all adults. So again, individuals with diabetic retinopathy or diabetic eye disease are describing their health as being less good, if you will. Again, not terribly surprising at some level, but the difference between the overall adult sample and the self-reported sample is a little surprising. 42% of all adults and 96% of adults with DED report having been told by a healthcare provider, which could be their primary care provider, could be an eye care provider, that they have one or more chronic health conditions, including diabetes. 82% of that sample have been told and reported that they had diabetes, 78% high blood pressure, 44% arthritis, 43% heart disease, and 5% had reported cancer. When asked to think about certain conditions that would affect their day-to-day living, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 indicating the greatest effect or impact, 71% of all adults and 64% of adults with DED report loss of eyesight as a 10. I'd like to give you, again, some sense of what an individual with these particular diseases or conditions sees. The normal, viewing something with normal vision on the left-hand side and with diabetic retinopathy, that is the view that an individual has. Similarly, for glaucoma, again, some of you may be well aware of this, the normal view, if you will, on the left, a glaucoma view on the right, and one more, cataracts, normal on the right and impaired on the left. Regarding eye health, 2/3 of all adults and nearly all adults with DED report wearing some type of eyewear, eyeglasses, contact lenses, reading glasses. Similarly, more than 2/3 of adults with DED and 90% of all adults report their eyesight as good, very good, or excellent when wearing their eyewear. Again, 90% of all adults and in a much smaller proportion, 2/3 of those with DED. 10% of all adults reported being told by their healthcare provider that they have diabetes. That was what was reported in the study. I think the statistic or the rates that are reported by the CDC is something on the order of 7 or 8%. This was a slightly higher number than what we would find in other national studies. 36% of those with diabetes were told by an eye care provider that they had an eye disease or a condition. And 12% of those with an eye disease or condition were told that they had specifically diabetic retinopathy. Of those reporting that they were told they have diabetes, 92% reported they had their eyes examined by a healthcare provider. A pretty hefty percentage. Nearly everyone that was told that they have diabetes and reports that they have diabetes had gone to see someone about getting their eyes examined, a healthcare provider. Again, could be their primary care provider, an eye exam in an office setting, or it could be an eye care provider specifically for an eye exam, including a dilated eye exam. As a matter of fact, virtually all, about 93%, had a dilated eye exam, and nearly 8 of 10 had their eyes examined within the past year. These are important characteristics, important messages that the NEI and others right now are trying to get out regarding individuals with diabetes, particularly those that are at high risk for DED. 9 out of 10 respondents reported having their eyes examined by a healthcare provider, as I mentioned just a minute ago. Among those adults with self-reported DED, 59% reported having their eyes examined as a regular checkup. That was the reason they went to their eye care provider. 25% because they were having trouble seeing, and 3% because they had an injury, infection, or disease. Among adults with DED, 85% report that they had heard of the disease. Among these 85% of adults who report having heard of DED, all adults, 100% of those with DED, know that people with diabetes should have a dilated eye exam at least once a year. 94% know that people with diabetes are at high risk for the disease as compared with people without diabetes, and 77% know that vision loss caused by diabetes can be prevented. Only 11% know that eye disease caused by diabetes usually has no warning signs. What you see up here are the percentages for all individuals, all adults in the U.S., and the one that you want to sort of zero in on, I think, is the second column from the left, no early warning symptoms. There are 64% of all adults in this country who get that item wrong. They did not know that there were no early warning symptoms. They assumed there were. So again, a message or information that needs to get out there to educate all individuals. Folks that have DED, as I had mentioned, they seem to be a little more on top, clearly because they have the disease, they understand what's going on, and they know that they have to take care of their eyes. Over the past 12 months, the question was, over the past 12 months, asking the respondents, 33% of adults with DED report having seen or heard something about eye health or disease in a doctor's office, a clinic, or a community health center. 28% of adults with DED report having seen or heard something about eye health or disease on television programs, and 10% report having seen or heard nothing. These are the sources of information where we as American adults get our information. The numbers, as you can see in the ones of percent in the parens, are the all adults, and the folks that have DED in the percentages there that are standing out front. Finally, in summary, our study revealed really important findings regarding American adults and what they know and what they don't know about DED. Further, while the number of adults with self-reported DED in our study is small, these findings, buttressed by research that's been conducted by others studying DED, supports the recommendations to, one, educate all adults about DED, particularly those who care for or live with diabetes and DED in their family, whether it's you as an individual or you're caring for someone else. Also, the importance of regular, comprehensive dilated eye exams, critical for those with diabetes at higher risk for DED. The NEI, the National Eye Institute, and the National Eye Health Education Program have DED as a program focus and will continue to develop materials and support to increase awareness regarding DED. Again, there is a ton of additional information at NEI's site, and in particular, the full results, as I said, from the study at www.nih.gov/KAP for the knowledge, attitudes, and practices. Thank you very much.